Hi, this is David Beckett, Pitch Coach, and here's this week's edition of Your Best 3 Minutes. How can you stay on time with your pitch? At a tech event recently, I watched over 20 3-minute pitches. 13 of the teams didn't finish on time, and the moderator had to walk on stage and stop them. What an opportunity lost. 2 simple pieces of information and 3 steps will help anyone who is pitching under time pressure avoid running out of time. The clock is ticking every time we pitch. As a startup or working in an innovation program at a company, you'll often have a physical clock, 1, 3, 5 minutes. These are typical pitch competition, event, and demo day pitch lengths. So how many words can you say in 1 minute and remain understandable? Now note the second part of that sentence. You can speed up, but if they can't follow, it's no use. I researched this deeply and concluded 150 words per minute. If you speak faster than this, the audience can't keep up with your message and the value of your pitch is missed. What's interesting about this number? It's higher than most people think. I've asked thousands of people in my workshops this question, and the majority come to numbers between 40 and 80 words per minute. Yet while we consistently underestimate how many words we can say in a minute, we also consistently underestimate how much content we have in our pitch. That's why presenters overrun their time. I found it's more useful to know how many sentences you can say per minute. The answer? 9 short sentences per minute. This helps a lot when building your storyline according to the time available, because now we know how many words and sentences we have for the pitch, and now we can adapt the content to finish on time. There are 3 steps to doing this. Step 1, use post-its to map your story out visually. Post-its work well with creating the structure of your story and how much you'll tell on different aspects of your proposition. First, decide the topics you will talk about in your pitch. If you're struggling with this, you can check the Pitch Canvas video and use the Pitch Canvas as a reference point for some of those topics. You'll find the Pitch Canvas video in the newsletter in the printed version, the printed digital version. You know what I mean. Typical chapters of the pitch include pain, product, traction and validation, investment ask, next steps, and team. You can write each of these chapters on an individual post-it note. How much time is available? 3 minutes? That's a maximum of 27 sentences. And stick to short sentences, no more than 20 words per sentence, and an average of 17 for each. Short sentences make it easier for the audience to follow your story. Next, think about where the emphasis is. Do you need to spend more time explaining the pain? Or is it familiar and you can summarize it in a couple of sentences? Is the product complicated and needs a bit more time? Or can you capture the value of what it does in 3 to 4 sentences? Write down on new individual post-its what you will tell about each topic. 1 idea, 1 post-it. As you build this up, you'll get an idea of how much content you want to tell. Keep cutting down to the essentials so that you're not over-explaining anything. Focus on the most powerful aspects of your proposition. Step two, use a text editor like Word or Docs or whatever it is that you use and refer to the word count. To be really sure about the length, write a full script in Word or Google Docs or any other software that has a word count. This will be a lot easier if you've mapped it out first with post-its. As you type your idea of the script, keep an eye on the word count. Check it every few minutes. If you've already used 200 words to explain the pain and you've only got 3 minutes and 450 words, you'll need to cut content. Build up the script and after a few sentences, move on to step 3. Say what you've written out loud and time it. Now you have a full plan of what to say. Can you finish within the time available? Once again, if you're running out of time, cut some phrases or full sentences. I know that's easier said than done. Once you've written something down, it's hard to get rid of it. But this is kill your darlings time. A big bonus to this approach and getting focused on finishing within the time. Time stress is a big chunk of why we get nervous when making a pitch. Following these 3 steps will make sure you finish on time. And that means you get rid of one of the pain points of pitching. Good luck with finishing your pitch on time and see you next week. Maybe my dog will be barking in the background again next week too. Oh, by the way, whenever you need it, there are three ways I can help you. This is all based on the years I've spent of working with startups to help them raise hundreds of millions in investment and working with more than 35,000 professionals in 31 countries around the world in some of the largest companies in the world. And I've packaged everything I've learned into three different approaches that can help you succeed. First, there's online courses, especially focused for early stage startups who want to raise money. There's a full pitch masterclass. There's a course dedicated to pitching to investors successfully. And there's other courses covering a video pitch, 1 minute pitch, and beating your nerves. Second, I do pitch workshops for accelerators, innovation teams, and sales and marketing teams, half day, full day, or adapting to what you need. And I do that online and face to face. And third is keynote talks on pitching for buy-in, pitching for business and investment at company events and tech conferences. Just contact me at best3minutes.com/contact, and I'd love to talk to you and let's discuss how I can help you succeed with your pitches.